This song will discuss four main parts of the brain: the cerebrum, the cerebellum, the limbic system, and the brainstem, and one individual's use or misuse of these parts.
Inside my head, or inside my brain, is that part of me which keeps me sane, which helps discern between right and wrong, and other things I'm gonna talk about in this song. It's time for the people to know, so now I tell them what goes on in my cerebrum and my cerebellum, the thought process that helps me get dressed, get up and go to school, sit down and take a test. It helps determine if a girl is fine and the steps necessary to make her mine. It tells me if something is cold or hot, and I don't mess it up with crack, coke or pot. It helps my hearing, taste, touch and sight and smell, so I can tell that everything's alright. It tells me when to get up and when to go to bed. This is some of what goes on inside my head. I wonder what might happen if the day came and I stopped rapping. Would I still have friends or be all alone? Do they like me for me or for the microphone? And also, when I go out on a date to a fancy restaurant, $100 a plate, and people stare, is it because they recognize me or are they knee-jerk reacting to what they see? I'm sorry, let me make it somewhat clear. Do they look with joy or do they look with fear? Do they think, oh wow, Young MC is near? Oh, did they think, yo, get that nigga out of here? I don't know, it's an unfortunate case that I can't read your mind when I see your face. But on the other hand, you can't read mine, so I guess that the status quo just fine. For instance, say I'm in a tall building, looking out the window. What if I ill and jumped out? Would it really matter to some? And if they had my funeral, just who would come? Would they cry for me after I was gone? Well, don't worry, that's not how I'm gonna move on, because I wanna go to heaven after I am dead. But this is what goes on inside my head.
The cerebrum is that part of the brain which is responsible for thinking, reasoning, problem solving, and initiating responses to external stimuli. It is comprised of four lobes: the frontal, which is concerned with speech and voluntary muscle activity; the parietal, which is concerned with the interpretation of sensory stimuli; the temporal, which is concerned with auditory stimuli or hearing; and the occipital lobe, which is concerned with the interpretation of visual stimuli. It is the development of the cerebrum in humans which distinguishes us from other living creatures. Only whales and dolphins have comparable cerebral development.
Inside my head, pretty women reign supreme, because they enter my life and dominate my dreams. I see one walking down the avenue freely, and I look her up and down hoping she don't see me. Then I wonder, what if the girl just stopped, threw me on the ground and she got on top, and then moved and groomed until our bodies were slick? And then I stop and say, man, that's sick. But I'm not alone in this train of thought. A lot of people think it, but they don't get caught. They just live their life and keep it all inside, another secret that the brain will hide, right? I wonder what it's like to live life wild. I wonder which woman will have my child. Would I be a good parent or will I be cold? And I imagine I'm 5 years old. I'm running down the street without a care in the world. Puberty's later, so I don't think about girls. Mom and dad will do whatever I say. They think it's really cute to see their son play. Responsibility is like a four-letter word. They say they told me something, I say I never heard. Forget growing up, I'll be a kid instead, because this is what goes on inside my head.
The cerebellum is located below the occipital lobe and behind the brainstem. It takes impulses from the rest of the brain and helps translate them into coordinated muscle movements. Any muscular activity, from brute strength to a steady hand, requires a high degree of cerebellar influence. The brainstem is located just above the base of the skull and is the continuous connection between the brain and the spinal cord. The lowest part of the brainstem, or the medulla oblongata, actually becomes the spinal cord at the medulla's lowest point and is concerned with the waking and sleeping state. Funky.
Inside my head, there are so many questions to answer, and self-doubt grows in my mind like cancer. But I make sure that my thoughts are pure, and my self-confidence is like a cancer cure. So someone tell me, Why do I think I'm fat when none of my friends ever think like that? And could it be I'm not as ugly as I feel? Because a lot of women think I've got sex appeal. And is it true that I'm just too commercial? Not black enough because I'm not controversial? Is it true what religious fanatics tell? If I don't go to your church, then I'm going to hell. And is it true that I'm obligated to try to please every woman music I supply? And is it true that it'll make me strong if I sleep with a woman because you like my song? And is it true that I'm not a real black man if I fall in love with somebody who needs a tan? And is it true that I have to try to be some type of superhero because I'm young MC? And is it true that I have to watch myself because I think about sex more than anyone else? And is it true that every single woman is fake because she don't like me for me but for the money I make? And is it true that I must be out of place? Since pop radio likes me, I'm ignoring my race. And is it true what some people will complain, that since I made this song I must be insane? Hell no, these are just negative thoughts, and I just ignore them so I won't get caught. I let my heart lead and let my brain be led, because this is what goes on inside my head.
The limbic system, or the visceral brain,